Welcome to Cougar Cast with Keith Schertz and Tosh McIntosh. Cougar Cast, covering BYU football and basketball. Email the show, cougarcast@gmail.com, and follow on Twitter at CougarCast. See what the guys have to say on Cougar Board. Find them at 4Mac and CougarCast. Go hard, go fast.
What's up? My name is Keith Schertz, and I'm here by myself. I'm not with Tosh McIntosh today. He's got a crazy work week going on, so it's just me today. We're going to fly solo, and I'm going to start the show off, you know, as we always do. BYU loses to Wisconsin 27-17. A tough game for the Cougars. Didn't go their way at all. In fact, in my mind, and I think in the minds of many people, I don't really look back at this game and see very many positives at all. It's hard to remember anything from this game that I felt really excited about outside of Cody Hoffman. Cody Hoffman had a fantastic game. He had 7 catches for 113 yards, 2 touchdowns. But there wasn't anything that happened against Wisconsin that I was impressed with besides Cody Hoffman. I felt like we were outplayed in any facet that you could come up with in this game. I thought we were outplayed in so many ways. It's kind of the most thorough kind of beatdown that BYU has taken in a while. I think, you know, for my money, the last time we got beat up like this was in 2011 against TCU when we played at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, the infamous Riley Nelson high five game in that 38-28 loss back on October 28th, 2011. That's the last time I remember feeling just totally outmatched. I don't know. I feel like if BYU played Wisconsin 10 times, we'd lose 8 of them. There was nothing about what we saw last Saturday that made me feel like we were a team that could compete with a team like Wisconsin. They had the personnel and the horses to stop Taysom Hill in his ability to run. They really slowed down Jamal and what Jamal Williams was able to do in this game. They really did a very nice job. And that Chris Borland, we told you about him, he was incredible. What a linebacker. What a player. And anyway, it was just a really kind of disheartening game. A lot of the things that were kind of strange about the game, though, I think there's been a lot of talk among the fans about kind of the uniqueness or kind of strangeness in some of the coaching decisions. And I think that's with good reason. You remember how Justin Sorensen was brought in, and I've never heard a kicker get so much love when they got recruited. Nobody's come in with more hype than Justin Sorensen from the kicking position, maybe in the history of BYU football. He you know, consistently makes 50-yard field goals for Bingham High. He made a 60-yarder at Bingham. Now, I know that he's battled some injuries, but boy, we haven't seen anything close to what we, you know, were told we were getting when we got Justin Sorensen to commit to BYU. So I only bring him up because he's having a pretty good year, but the Cougars are on the 31. You add 10 because of the end zone, that's a 41-yarder. And then, 7 yards on top of that. So a 48-yard field goal is a pretty good field goal try. That's a long way out. I don't certainly have all that much confidence that Justin Sorensen can make it. And the wind is also apparently coming into his face. Rod Gilmore really wanted us to know about the wind. And there was 2 occasions where we had the opportunity to maybe try a long field goal, and we elected not to, and instead we punted. And, you know, the net off of both those punts was pretty minuscule. And it was just unfortunate that that's the way we had to go in that scenario. I kind of like I kind of like taking the kick and letting Sorensen see what he can do. If he misses it, so what? You got to believe in your defense and what they're able to do. I didn't really see much between, it was clear that Taysom was more talented than Stave, the Wisconsin quarterback. But Stave had the better game overall than Taysom did. You know, it's the big fear that we've had with this offense this whole time is if you can take away the run then and force them to pass, then boy, that's really going to be a bad scenario for you. This is the technique that Utah State tried to employ. They failed, obviously. And Wisconsin was able to pull it off. They really did a lot to take away our running in this game. And I know that BYU rushed for 163 yards in this game. I'm aware. I know that we had a decent effort out there in terms of overall getting the ball up the field on the ground. Jamal had a nice day. You know, he should have carried it more. He only had 14 carries in this game. I feel like we should have pounded the ground with Jamal more. But when you're playing from behind, you can't run the way that you would normally want to run. It was amazing to me the difference that we had in the kick return. Skylar Ridley, you know, he didn't look interested in returning at all. He was happy to take fair catches left and right. That's kind of an interesting thing. I'm okay with that. If you can't make any ground and you're worried you're going to fumble or whatever, then fine. Just take a fair catch. But it was kind of surprising to me. I didn't think we'd miss J.D. Falslev as much as we kind of did in this game. Overall, it's just a complete performance by Wisconsin. We were beat in every facet of the game, in my opinion. And I just didn't think that the Cougars looked they just didn't look interested in winning. They played hard and they had all that together, but some of the decisions again by the coaching staff, it just didn't seem like this was a team that was out there with the purpose of, hey, we're going to throw our biggest haymakers at you. We're in a really big stadium, 80,000 plus people, adversity, really good team playing against us. We're going to go for broke here. They played not to get destroyed, and they didn't. They lost by 10 on the scoreboard. That's what it looks like. But anyone watching that game, I think that you'd be lying to yourself if you said that BYU looked competitive overall in this game. That was a better team on the other side. This week, the Cougars welcome Idaho State. Idaho State this year is they're 3-7. I don't know how many people have looked up anything, but here they've gone. They're on a 4-game losing streak. They came off a loss to Northern Arizona. BYU's actually gotten a couple recruits, like transfers from Northern Arizona that have worked out. Southern Utah University beat them up. Eastern Washington, Portland State. And so they're on a 4-game losing streak. They're 3-7 overall this year. In their conference, they're 1-6. I it's Idaho State. I mean, what do you want me to say? Idaho State is, we gave a lot of credit in our last show about Tom Holmo putting together, a good schedule, and he has. And one of the great benefits of being independent is you get a ranked Big Ten opponent late in the season, like in November, like we did last week. One of the big downsides of being an independent is that we got a week like this where, they're just trying to give away. They're just begging people to take tickets to go to the game this weekend. It's just comes with the territory. When you have Idaho State on your schedule, when you're independent, you're just going to have to schedule teams like this from time to time. I've wondered a few times. There's a few more independent schools out there, and I've been a little bit surprised we haven't done more to try to make some of those things work. I'm surprised we haven't tried to schedule Navy. I'm surprised that like the Idaho Vandals haven't showed up, or that we, it's just kind of
just a little bit surprising to me that that's not been a path that they've gone down. Old Dominion, these independent schools out there that, you know, aren't good, but they're Division I at least, and we'd have a chance to play them. But, you know, BYU's 4-0 all time against Idaho State. You know, we've played a couple games up there. And let me just get into it. Here's my reason to hate Idaho State, and this is going to be a stretch. But a long time ago, BYU had a center at BYU for basketball named Chesimir Kosic. And he was a fantastic player. And BYU had the opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament, and their games were held in Pocatello up at Idaho State. And had BYU... it was lining up, and there's all this excitement around, and there's a lot of people in the country talking about the great opportunity. I think this is in 72. And what's going to happen is Kosic, if BYU wins, and UCLA certainly is going to win, you're going to get Kosic versus Walton. And they had played one time previously, and Kosic actually got the better of Bill Walton in that game. And so there's a lot of, you know, kind of talk about, like, hey, you know, we might be able to, you know, slay the mighty UCLA John Wooden Bruins. And that opportunity didn't come. The Cougars ended up losing in, I think, a double overtime game. I'm going off memory, just full stop here. But I believe they lost, like, a double overtime game. And I think they lost it to, I want to say UC Santa Barbara. They lost a heartbreaker, and of course, because of that, they didn't end up getting the opportunity to play that out and see UCLA in the tournament, and probably lose anyway to UCLA. But you know what, though, there's terrible memories. If you're a true BYU fan, and you look back in history and you think about some of this stuff, you know, I just think that if you're gonna go with the way this is all shaped out. You got to. It's Long Beach State. That's right. They lost to Long Beach State up there in Pocatello, 95-90. And had they won, they would have taken on Bill Walton. But and that would have been a lot of fun. So anyway, bad memories, bad things, bad tastes in our mouth. So I say we ought to get this game for Mr. Chesimir Kosic to avenge some of that pain that has been going on in all of our hearts. Over that loss to Long Beach State up in Pocatello. Yeah, that's our reach, folks. There isn't a whole lot to kind of carry over on this. I don't know if they have the same coach as a couple years back when Van Noy brutalized their punter. I don't know what is going to, you know, I don't know what has happened with that, but it's kind of an interesting deal. Yeah, so the last thing to kind of look at that, there's some, you know, there's some interesting things, I guess, that we can take a look at. But this is a good week to kind of recuperate, get ready. And, of course, we got the big game coming up out at Notre Dame. And so this is just a game to kind of fine-tune stuff. Try to get through the game without showing too much of your playbook. If you've got new looks that you're going to incorporate, you know, try not to include any of those new looks. Don't give Notre Dame any keys or anything to kind of take a look at. You know, every game that they've played this year, Idaho State, you know, the last time they played anybody that was like BYU's caliber Division I team, it was against Washington this year. They lost 56-0. I expect a similar result. And it's the week of cakewalks this week. You know, the basketball team has a couple cakewalky games coming up, and so there's just not a whole lot to get excited about on this one. So I don't have Tosh with me. So on that note, I'll just say we'll finish the show with Todd Christensen was an awesome, awesome football player and a great guy. I actually had an opportunity to talk with him once, and he was just really always so kind. And I was being a fanboy with him a little bit, and he was just so cool about it. And he was just a terrific, terrific experience for me to just spend even just 3 minutes with the guy, and I asked him if I could. I gave him a hug. He gave me a hug back. But just a great, great football player, and a legend certainly from BYU's athletic past. And you know, obviously, I think he should be in the Hall of Fame for the NFL. And was just one of the guys that kind of innovated the tight end position on the whole. So it's terrible news today to hear that Todd Christensen passed away. His struggle with liver disease is now over. He passes away at 57 years old. Our best regards to his family, and we will see you again, Todd.